This is Crime Cruise, Love Boat Exposed.
Saturday on the Love Boat.
The podcast that hunts down and tears apart shenanigans on this classic TV show.
I see an awful lot of bodies who really have nothing to be ashamed of.
When laws, morals, and behavior go rogue.
She's a student of marine biology, and I know a lot of Marines who like to study her biology.
We are there.
Saturday on the Love Boat, Julie's game to join an all-male club, but she's shocked at the things they ask her to do.
Now, from Studio 109, welcome aboard.
I think it's time you and I got to know each other better.
A man gets very lonely at sea.
Oh, yes, I can imagine.
Loneliness digging its talons into the players of the Love Boat. And yes, my God, there are players.
Players.
This is part two of episode 18, I believe. Am I right, Producer Caleb?
Yes. I guess this is technically like episode 19 because it was a two-parter, I found out.
Okay. Is that how they counted it, ABC, back in 1979, February?
I don't know. I just saw part one on IMDb. Okay.
All right, so it doesn't really matter so much, does it? But we're plucking content out of 1979, the year just turned for our episodes here. And yes, Producer Caleb is pulling the worst of these episodes. This is season two of The Love Boat. This is Crime Cruise Love Boat Exposed.
Hi, season low moral.
Ah, that's right. You are Charlotte Jones, and I'm Rob Springer. And Producer Caleb, a man of one name. He's like Cher.
He is, yeah.
Or Sting.
Or Madonna.
Producer Caleb. Or Madonna, right. Almost forgot about Madonna.
Prince.
How could anyone forget about Madonna?
I don't know.
You seen her lately?
She's still performing. I saw like a video of her.
I've seen her in concert four times, but I have not seen. I don't know if I'll go to this. I don't know. She has definitely needs to lay off the work a little bit, but I love her. But not as much as we are all about to love this. And I have to break in with some breaking news.
Wow.
Ooh. Campbell's has just announced that they are coming out with a new grilled cheese and tomato soup in a can. And it is described as comfort food heaven.
Bread, cheese, tomato soup.
No. Yeah. In one can. You can buy it. You can buy tomato soup, cheese toast, in one can.
Is this like those, like,
it's a flavor.
Chicken in a turkey, like in a can kind of thing?
No, it's the flavor of the soup.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so the flavor is grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Because I was imagining like a really soggy, just like grilled cheese shoved in, like.
Is that okay?
I think it's going to be delicious. I will definitely try it.
All right.
I will 100, because I love tomato soup and grilled cheese.
How often do you make that for yourself?
Once a week, at least. Okay. Honestly.
White bread?
Steven and I make it once a week.
The rye bread, white bread, sourdough?
Wheat bread. We'll sometimes, you know, throw it up with some Hawaiian bread.
Ah. Okay. What kind of cheese?
Or brioche bread. Cheddar, provolone, pepper.
You don't go like the standard American
cheese?
No, we like
Velveeta. We like throw a few things in. And then also, you know, you can throw a tomato on a grilled cheese. You can put some bacon on it if you eat bacon. I don't, but some people do.
I put cut up red onion in my grilled cheese.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
That's good.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Actually,
we should have a grilled cheese cook-off.
Ooh.
Well, we'll do that live on stage when we broadcast the show from your favorite city. If anyone wants us to come to their city and you have about 6,000 friends in that city that agree, we will show up in that city. Mm-hmm.
And if you have a, you know, cheese toast.
That helps.
Store. That has, like, you know, like Melt, for example. We had that in L.A., so I know there has to be some other places that have Melt. We will come there and eat all the cheese.
I remember the first time I ever really encountered the whole tomato soup and grilled cheese. It was on the show Nashville many years ago, and the food truck came out. Chi and Tom's or something like that. That's what they make, just specialty versions of toasted cheese sandwiches tomato soup. Wow, we stretched that topic.
Now I'm hungry, but that's okay.
Tom and Chi. It was called Tom and Chi.
Okay.
And I think it's a chain out there in the world. Maybe they'll sponsor the show.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, guys, Producer Caleb, we are splitting what we saw from the last episode in half. This is the second half. We're expecting resolve. We had a Vietnam vet who is handicapped now in a wheelchair. We have a friend of his that ran over to Canada to get away, and he can't face his old friend in the wheelchair.
Right.
We have a woman that Doc lusted for, Bitsy, her name was, and Bitsy was a tennis star and a pretty lady. And she's still a pretty lady, but she's more normal sized now, Doc, and everyone is.
Well, guess what? She's not 17 anymore.
No, she's not. Everyone.
Doc was, if we look at it like logistically, Doc was having the hots for a 17-year-old.
He was.
That's sick. A great point.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean,
that is a great point.
And is that a surprise? No, not at all. No. We expect that kind of behavior.
Well, actually, no, it is. It is a surprise.
Well, not from Doc.
No, from Doc, yes. Yes, I would argue that it is. Because remember when Gerfer's sister was on board, she was 17 and she had the hots for Doc. And what did Doc say?
She's too young. Yeah.
You're too young for me. So.
I don't know. He's sick.
I don't know. Well, I think eventually the truth will be revealed about Doc.
That is the one and only time that I will vouch for Doc.
Right.
You will never see that happen again. So.
And the other plot line I think we were privy to is that Julie has been inserted into the role of homewrecker. I don't know that she knows it or not, but there's a dude that just was kissing on Julie. And we'll just start this off with the last scene that we saw before we broke off of last week's episode. Guys.
Sounds good to me.
Ladies, here we go.
Look, why don't we just relax here for a second and take a deep breath and
stop
this.
He was just kissing Julie.
Before it gets too far.
And she saw it.
You're right. I didn't mean to spy on you.
Wow.
This kiss just happened. It wasn't meant to.
Just like that.
I'm sorry I caught you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well, she's apologized, so that's cool. She was just shouldn't be watching.
She's a plug. Good. As she should, yeah.
Yeah,
well, the thing is that she apologized first.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think he would have apologized. Then he felt like obligated.
He wanted her to take a deep breath. Right. I'll show you a deep breath.
Ooh, that says a lot without saying a whole lot. Mm. You're one tough lady.
Hope you can hold it when I throw him overboard.
Hmm. Gaslighting over and over again. Happens every other episode, at least. Producer Caleb, anything we should know before moving on to this episode?
No. Let's just keep running into it.
All right. There's a curly-haired lady. Oh, there's Gilligan.
You know, I hate to see an unhappy Sagittarius.
Well, I happen to be a Taurus.
Noble! I see you're into astrology, fate, stars, the karma. Huh? What? I mean, here I'm in this ship, and here you are. It couldn't be coincidence. It had to be planned.
Mind you, that's Gilligan. He's hitting on a lady, walking down the hallway.
What? Jason, do you write poetry?
Only when I'm turned on by someone like you.
Oh, God.
Jason, it's you.
I am me. We are they.
Caleb, is she drunk or on drugs?
No, she was the one that is trying to find her man, like perfect man, who paid for her ticket. And
got it. Okay.
So that's why she was like, it's you. Huh.
She's coming off like a ditz.
She is 100% coming off like a ditz. Like, she's on mushrooms, for real.
And so is Gilligan, who has, again, he has like a mop top kind of wig, like one of
terrible
the Beatles.
Hair.
And he's trying
I understand what you mean with the Beatle haircut.
It's
get
like Paul
it now.
McCartney, Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
Thing.
And he's talking like with an affect. He's not being like, oh, Skipper. You know, he's not doing that. Probably just as well.
So does he know that she's sort of trying to figure out who got her ticket?
No.
Okay.
No. He's just a lonely man at sea.
A lonely man at sea.
A lot
sea.
Of loneliness on this ship of yours.
And bro. Also Gilligan's not attractive.
No, never was.
No.
The wig ain't helping.
No.
Neither is the poetry stuff.
Or the suit.
Malcolm, you need help. I need a drink.
The captain and
the
Julie's old teacher.
Big expert. Have you ever wanted a drink so badly you kill for it?
For it.
10 years ago, and my wife Stacy and I separated. I simply couldn't handle it.
Acting alert.
All the loneliness, the rejection, the failure.
I'm familiar with the symptoms, whatever the source.
So, I started to drink. And not heavily at first.
No. How could you drink and still be at command?
Well, I didn't drink while on duty, so I didn't have a problem,
bullshit.
Right?
He draws a line there.
Bullshit.
One evening, after a couple of scotches, I was driving to the ship. There in front of me.
It's a young boy I killed.
Nearly hit a child. That was when I finally realized what I was doing with my life. I sat in the car and cried. I haven't had a drink since.
How?
I just stopped. You have no alternative unless you don't want a tomorrow.
Wow.
heavy.
This is a heavy scene. So was the teacher, so the teacher was just a drunk teacher all through school and creepy, which is on brand. But is he struggling? Like what happened? Did he make a fool of himself? Okay. Did he make a fool of himself and everyone found out he was an alcoholic? Like how is the captain even involved in this?
I think he was just always seen drinking and the captain was like, yeah, he's got a problem. He came, I think he passed out at one of like their parties drunk.
Okay.
And the doc was like, the doc came over and like the whole crew came over and like, what's going on? And the doc was like, well, he's drunk. He just needs to sleep it off, drink some water, and he'll regret it tomorrow. He'll wake up with a pretty bad hangover. And the captain's like, I think he has a problem. The doc's like, yep, nothing that I can do. He has to do it himself. So that's why we see this monologue from the captain about alcoholism.
Well, I like how the captain draws a line at not drinking at work, but he will have sex with women at work. He will grope women at work. He will threaten to kill people at work, like keyholing. And I don't understand how he wasn't an alcoholic before, because right. We met that Stacy bitch and she was terrible. I would have been drinking had I been married to her.
Well, you bring up keyholing. That was episode one.
I know.
Season one.
I'm telling you, I remember things.
Very memorable.
Yeah, I'm just saying he doesn't, like, that's where he's going to draw the line.
Do you remember what keyholing actually was?
Oh, yeah, I remember what keyholing was. When they drag you underneath the ship, he was going to do it to Julie.
Right under the ship?
Yeah.
Down one side?
And you may survive, you may not.
The captain in his office told Miss McCoy that he was going to keyhole her.
Dimples McCoy.
Yeah. Dimples McCoy, who the old professor turns out to be a bit of a drunk and gets a heavy dose of captain counseling.
Yeah, he does. But what English teacher isn't an alcoholic?
No, they all are.
Right? Yeah.
And by the way, if you're an English teacher out there, write us. Call us. There's a phone number you can reach out to us. You could record your response at loveboatexposed.com. Go there. You could actually leave us a voicemail. We'll give you, fair time. We'll let you explain yourself.
You can explain why you drink so much.
Yeah.
I would too, because they can't teach anything these days because everybody's going to protest and be mad. I mean, what can they actually teach you?
I don't know. But you know what? You know what I could teach you?
What?
That commercial breaks exist. Good. Ding, ding, ding.
We'll be right back with more Love Boat Exposed. Go to loveboatexposed.com to send us a message, leave a voicemail, or learn more about the show and our team. Who knows? You might just be invited to the captain's table.
It's a pleasure to welcome you aboard. I'm speaking for my entire crew.
Captain has many pleasures, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So does a dog.
One of them is not drinking, though.
Well, that's right.
Apparently. I'm trying to remember if I have on the show ever seen him take a sip of a drink. And I'm trying to remember if I've seen him be part of like toast or cheers or.
I'm pretty sure he has. Like, I'm like 90% sure he has.
Yeah.
But they could always just like retcon that as he was drinking like
apple juice.
Soda water apple juice or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point. A lot to think about there.
Lots to think about. This is just heavy. There's a lot of issues they're bringing in here.
Yeah,
I mean, just alcoholism's heavy.
I'm trying to say no.
Oh, here we go.
You care for a drink, Mr. Dwyer?
I thought you'd never ask.
Captain's with the drinking beat.
Captain, I'd like to introduce you to a really sensational lady. How could you pass up an invitation like that?
Excuse me for a minute.
Raymond Burr's left alone. He picks his drink up. He looks at it. The captain sneaks up behind him.
To your health, Mr. Dwyer.
You leave me alone, will you? I want a drink, I'll drink, damn it.
Why? Why settle for one drink? Say the word, I'll send a case down to your cabin.
Jesus Christ!
Stay out of it. It's my life.
Don't you throw yourself overboard. It'll be a lot quicker.
Wow.
Pick any rail, be my guest.
So, woof.
Wow, I think a girl actually went to jail for doing that to her boyfriend, like telling him he needed to kill himself.
I've seen that.
I feel like I don't know if I would call it bullying or what I would call it, but first of all, he was like Jenny on the spot when he saw him with that drink. And
popped in right behind him, like
right behind him. And also, I don't know how in the hell you think an alcoholic is going to stop drinking on a cruise ship where all of it's free.
Isn't the Love Boat all inclusive?
Yeah. Yes.
I would assume so. Well, yeah.
That's right. We never see
money exchange or Isaac taking money.
I never even thought about that.
No, there is no way.
Yeah, you're right.
No, let him have fun and then just send him to rehab as soon as he gets off the boat.
Right. Big dude, the professor, the English professor, Raymond Burr.
The actor he's holding looked like a gin and tonic with some lime. You know, he's a large man, little drink in his hand. He's just staring at it. And just what you said, the captain like pops up like, hello there. Like he just sneaks up right behind him.
Yeah. And tells him to jump off the jump ship. Jump off. Be faster. That'd be quicker.
Start running over kids.
You maybe don't tell like someone who's already depressed and an alcoholic who's drinking, they should jump over a ship. They'll be like, oh, that sounds like a fucking great idea.
Good point.
I mean, he may as well just throw him over himself.
You know what? I always want resolve.
And I'm hoping too. I really hope.
We don't have a lot of clips left here. I want resolve. Producer Caleb.
Is this resolved?
He's not going to answer.
If not, I will resolve.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Calamity can count on you, brah.
Yes, me too.
You
right.
Dig?
Jack, what I is dig. So important that you had to drag me away from all those girls that wanted to dance with me, huh?
It's the dude in the wheelchair and his friend.
And I'm afraid it's going to put our friendship right on the line. You see, when I was in college, I got my draft notice.
Didn't we all?
Yeah. But when I got mine, I gave it a lot of thought. And then I made my decision. I moved to Canada until the war was over.
I know.
How? Okay, so I don't even like the fact that he started it out with our friendship. What friendship? You haven't seen each other since high school. You didn't stay in touch with him.
Is this a 10-year reunion?
I don't even know, Kate.
I would assume so, yeah.
Okay.
I was just thinking that, yeah, 10 years ago, I was actually starting high school.
So we're supposed to believe that all these people are like 27, 28.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
10 years after? Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. On the writer's part, I kind of like that they put the knowledge is power, on the dude in the wheelchair who went to Vietnam. So he was holding the cards. He's got nothing to hide. He's just sort of watching as others do what others will do. And we'll see where it goes. And if we don't see where it goes, we'll ask producer Caleb. It is interesting to the actor. I don't know who he is in the wheelchair, but he has sort of a noticeable scar that looks very real on his forehead. So it's like you could see the casting office looking for someone. We need a guy in a wheelchair, but at least let him have a scar on his forehead.
Mm-hmm. He needs something like Harry Potter kind of scar.
I'm going to jump right back in. Oh my, I'll tell you what.
That was it, I think.
I falsely led the audience. The clips ended. I think that ended. Was it.
Yeah. So I need to. Yeah, I think so.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, okay, so Caleb, we need a lot of help figuring out what happens here. So
start from the start, the itsy bitsy.
Yes, itsy bitsy.
What happened?
There was a lot more fat jokes included that I cut out because we got the gist. We saw just how Gopher and Isaac were just nudging the doc on.
Does she ever find out that they're being so misogynistic and just gross? No. She never knows. No. Okay. Mm.
But the doc finally snaps and he actually, I wouldn't say fall in love because the doc falls in love every other week. But
yeah.
He grows to like her and the doc snaps at Isaac and Gopher and they apologize. They go, hey, yeah, we took it too far. We'll stop. If this is like the person you want, then hey, we're happy for you.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about
that's
that.
That's not really redemption though, in my opinion, because they still set up.
As far as the love boat goes, it is, I
guess.
Well,
okay. But they want to wrap everything up.
And yeah, so they end up like, oh, happy dappy. The captain takes the English teacher on like a private tour to one of like the stops in Mexico. And the captain steps aside at this restaurant with the English teacher, leaves the English teacher alone. And one of his students just like kind of rip into him, just be like, oh, he was such a bad English teacher, yada, yada, yada. So he gets depressed and he storms off to, you know, drink or something. And then right after he storms off, the student's like, but he was the best teacher we ever had. He was one of the best. So if he, typical Love Boat, if the character stayed 2 seconds longer, they would have heard the opposite of what they believe. Comes on the joke, like on the boat, completely pissed, like completely drunk. And that was his change of heart. He like realizes just how bad it is to drink because he drinks to forget kind of thing. And so he stops drinking and he ends up having like a special moment monologue where he realizes that all of his former students do love him and that he shouldn't drink anymore because he has support of his former students. All the other stories, Julie and the guy, they keep making out. They keep having like these special moments. And the woman pulls Julie aside and she goes, hey, I like him. He's my boyfriend. Back off. And Julie goes, yeah, okay. Sounds good. Sorry, I didn't know. And the guy tries to pull Julie aside again. And she goes, hey, listen, your girlfriend talked to me, told me what's going on. We can't do this anymore. It was fun in high school, but we're grown-ups now. We have to settle down kind of thing. And the guy goes, you know, like it's like a reality check for him. So he goes, yeah, you know what? That's a good point. That's fine. That's fair.
That other girl needs to break up with him immediately.
So the girl takes him back?
She needs to break up with him.
Yeah, the girl takes him back. Yeah, the girl and the guy
stay
together.
What a bad bit of writing there.
Yeah, they should have given that girl more power and she should have just left him.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, wheelchair, Vietnam.
Vietnam. The guy who served was, you did what you thought was right. I'm not mad. I was mad at the world because I'm in like this wheelchair and I was attacked and like I was hurt, but I've accepted it. I'm not mad anymore. I've never been mad at you. You did what you thought was right. And if that's what you wanted, then hey, that's not going to ruin our friendship. And then you're like, oh, so I wasted this cruise avoiding him, avoiding you for nothing, kind of.
But the dude said before that he knew the whole time the guy had gone to Canada.
Yeah, he said that the guy who went to Canada's mom mailed him or something, sent the Vietnam guy a letter and told him, hey, my son is a pussy, and he dipped.
Oh.
Like, to plain it simply, she was, yeah, my son, he avoided the draft, but I know you're in Vietnam, so hey.
Good luck. Come back alive.
Let you know. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, the biggest question for me, since they created this topic, was the dude in the wheelchair thinking about the dude that ran off to Canada? Was there a monologue? Did he say, I understand you running to Canada? How did they address this in the writing?
Yeah, he pretty much was just, hey, if you felt like that was what you wanted to do and that was the right thing for you, then I support that. But I feel like I wanted to go to Vietnam and I wanted to serve. So that's why I did that. That's how I felt was right. And they kind of just left it at that.
Okay.
Kind of fair kind of a thing, that's for
sure. We'll wrap up there, a little bow.
Wow. Well, we covered that episode, a lot to cover. It took two of our episodes. Producer Caleb, what do you tell our viewing audience? Anything different than what you normally say? Any new twists that you could add to it?
Oh, let's put him on the spot. But yeah, he'll think of something.
Who knows? We'll see. We'll see. Thank you guys all for listening and watching. Make sure you like, subscribe, share with a friend. We're on all of your favorite streaming platforms and YouTube. So make sure you guys follow us there. And we'll see you all on the Love Boat next week.
We're sailing away, but we will be back with a new episode of Crime Cruise, Love Boat Exposed. Make sure to subscribe. We're on all your favorite podcast platforms. And connect with us at loveboatexposed.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, but I have duties on the bridge. Good evening.